Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The vitamin and supplement business is one that is growing and highly competitive. Our next guest's Low Country company seems to have found a competitive edge as they have recently doubled the size of their manufacturing facility, giving them quadruple the capacity. Kenzie Gore is a senior vice president at Thorne, and he joins us now by phone from the company's headquarters in Somerville, South Carolina. Kenzie, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, give us a brief history and overview of the company.
Sure. Thorne is a science-backed health and wellness company. We're committed to making individuals live healthier, longer lives, and we operate with clinical expertise and consumer wellness. So everything that we do is about driving the best product that we can possibly provide for our customer and making it safe and transparent in everything that we make. By doing that, we've earned the trust of doctors and healthcare practitioners, and we're committed to creating the cleanest manufacturing process that we can possibly do.
All right, and how did it all get started, and what brought you to Charleston?
Thorne originally started manufacturing in Seattle out of a garage with one end cap machine and making vitamin C products. I'm a South Carolinian. I'm born and raised in South Carolina. I started working in manufacturing when I was 13 years old. I stayed in Charleston. I eventually received my master's degree in business at College of Charleston. And so I went to work at contract manufacturers that made product for Procter & Gamble, Walmart, Dollar General, Michaels, Bath & Body Works, Burt's Bees, et cetera. And my job was really all about onboarding these large new accounts into our existing processes. Finally, I got hooked up into nutrition. And so I work for a company called Inifos Nutrition. Inifos makes minerals that are mined in caves all over the world. They make botanical ingredients that basically are farmed. When I was working at Inifos, there was a company that was in northern Idaho that was buying raw materials from us. The company was Thorne. Thorne was buying a lot of the minerals and botanicals that go into the finished good products that are there today. One day I got a call from a vice president of Thorne, and he said to me that, hey, Thorne is going to be moving from Idaho to South Carolina. This was back in 2018. This vice president said, I'm looking for some help on managing the transition and the supply chain as we kind of dim the lights in Idaho and turn on the lights in South Carolina. You know, 7 years later, here I am, the rest is history, but Thorne made its way to South Carolina after building a new state-of-the-art facility in Somerville. Today, you know, we just finished doubling the size of our footprint here with our new building next door that increases our capacity and ability to continue to scale.
So what are your biggest selling products?
Yeah, so, you know, Thorne has actually hundreds of finished good products. Right now we're seeing a lot of popularity in some of our sport nutrition. We are one of the largest NSF certified for sport manufacturers in the world. And our products like creatine, whey protein, magnesium bisglycinate, aminos, collagens, things like that are doing really well for us. Also, as far as some of our healthy aging products are doing really well. And then always depending on seasonality, some of our immune products do really well. And especially during times of sickness, you know, items like zinc or vitamin C or vitamin D.
All right, now let's talk about the industry and how competitive it is. I'm sure that you have a lot of competition.
We don't really set ourselves to any kind of standard. In fact, you know, when it comes to the quality of our products and comparing it to others, we don't just meet the standard. We consider ourselves as setting that standard. And, you know, we came from a background of professional healthcare providers where for the first three decades, we were only selling products to professionals. And over the last 10 years is when we've really started to provide products directly to consumers. And so we take great pride in the quality of our products and making sure that, you know, we're basically, I don't want to say better than the competition, but setting the standard in the industry.
Well, Kenzie, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you very much for having me, Mike. I really appreciate it.
Kenzie Gore is a senior vice president at Thorn. He joined us by phone from the company's headquarters in Somerville, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.